Many patients need opioids to help control chronic pain and can't even find a family doctor because doctors find it so frustrating to deal with patients with chronic pain.
It's frustrating on many counts, primarily for the patients, obviously. The issue becomes one of not just medications being the means of trying to control the pain, or at least certain kinds of medications. Opioids are one of many different classes to use. The problem, Steve, is one, a lot of times you need to have a patient see a specialist to be able to look at all the various medications and also the other resources, the support services that are necessary, the physiotherapy, the rehab that usually goes along with this, because the medications alone only provide a part of that care. The other issue is that there are many medications, non-narcotic, that are available to be able to help counter, used as an adjunct to help treat the pain, and yet they're not covered. And for many people on social assistance or are disabled, it becomes an extreme exercise in frustration because opioids only work to a certain extent. And so you can't keep piling on opioids onto someone without being able to use other medications that may reduce the need for those opioids and even provide better management. And yet, we can't get those medications covered, and it drives us absolutely crazy.
There are 6 million Canadians with chronic pain, 1 in 5, and they say that as the population ages and we survive more serious illnesses, the number is expected to swell to 1 in 3 with chronic pain.
Yeah, and now we have waiting times to see chronic pain centers of anywhere between 12 to 18 months out. So you have people suffering. You have exactly that, Steve. You have people developing shingles now. We had lots of calls of people getting shingles and the chronic pain from that, from their arthritis, from their joint pain, from all sorts of conditions, their cancers. And it is overwhelming. And the resources in a family doctor's office are, at many instances, is not enough to cover all the adjunct care that is required to look after people.
Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.